most people's first purchase was a book, and then it was DVDs, and then suddenly about 96, 97, it was everything, right? It was perfume, it was apparel. I'll never forget at AOL, you know, the first day it was, wow, $10 million worth of merchandise sold. Now, 10 years out, a lot of the big e-tailers are the big retailers. There was a moment in time when people said, listen, you know, shut down the mall, it's over. And I can recall interviewing a lot of the retailers who said, you know what, wait a second, you don't have to be first in this game. We'll get there, and we'll just make sure that it's complementary to our offline or brick-and-mortar business. And they did. You know, here are the Nordstrom's and Gap.coms and the Walmart.coms. They're the biggest players online and offline because they know retail. And at the end of the day, that's what this is all about.